BJ, just talk about the season so far. I mean, I suppose really you couldn't wish for anything better. It's, you know, kind of in a cup competition and flying high in the league as well.
Definitely. You know, last year when I came in, you know, we weren't doing too well. But this year I came in and, you know, guys was really focused and, you know, it showed in the record. And, you know, like you said, we can't ask for anything better than that. You know, we in the semifinals of the cup, got Newcastle two-leg game. And, you know, we're just looking to do special things this year.
What's the difference, do you feel, from when you came in last season to this season? Has there been anything sort of that you can point your finger and say, you know, that's what was missing last season?
I think it's we're more comfortable with one another. You know, the guys on the court know where each other's going to be. And, you know, that makes a big difference in this game of basketball. You know, we practiced hard last year. We practiced hard this year. But, like I said, the thing is comfortability.
And they always talk about a spine of a team, don't they, from sort of front to back. I think in the past it was probably reliant on a couple of guys to get you through. Where there seems to be, you know, one day it might be yourself, Mike Tuck's having a great game as well, you know. So there seems to be a sort of a bit of experience in the team this season.
Definitely. You know, when you can have nine guys playing, that's a big upside for your team. You know, if one guy's not playing well, it's somebody step in and take that slack, you know. And that's what we have this year. We have a lot of balance and, you know, a lot of guys stepping up at different times and helping us get them victories.
Obviously been a personal change this week with Daquan leaving. Were you surprised by his departure this week?
You know, it's always tough, you know, to have someone cut. You know, I've been cut before, and, you know, I'm sure he'll bounce back. And saying that, you know, the team's looking forward, and, you know, we got the core group of guys still here, and we're going to, you know, work with that.
And I suppose it's kind of a harsh reminder of the game as well, isn't it? If you're not doing the business, you know, you will, you kind of might be on a plane home if you're kind of not putting the numbers up.
Definitely. You know, And sometimes it's not even about the numbers, you know. It's just the game of basketball. You know, this is a business just like this radio station is a business. I'm sure if your views and stuff go down, you know, you might not be here either. So, you know, we just try to, you know, take one day at a time as athletes and, you know, because the last game could be your last.
Mm. I know Atiba is working to try and bring a replacement in, but obviously, you know, if there's not a guy in place for the weekend's game, is that going to leave you a little short? Is it sort of, you know, the sort of makeup of the team a bit lacking?
You know, we can't really worry about that. You know, we have to just go practice hard and play as if we're not going to have anybody, you know. But, you know, like I said, we think we're pretty ready for this game, and, you know, we got a couple more days to practice, and, you know, we're going to go out there and give it our all.
I suppose as well the flip side is it gives one of the young guys, you know, a couple of the English guys maybe a chance to step up and show what they can do.
Definitely. You know, we have quite a few of them, you know, that's in there, and Colin Singh, Zach Cachet, Nick Lewis, you know, and I think those guys will feel and importance to step up and, you know, contribute more.
What about for yourself this season? Are you, the fact that you're kind of back here and comfortable, has that helped your game?
Definitely. You know, with the team as a point guard, I like to, you know, lead the guys on the court and, you know, sort of help them and getting in the right spots and putting them in the best positions possible. And for me to have come back and have most of the guys that played last year, you know, that's a big upside for us and for myself.
And finally, your thoughts on Newcastle and this cup game. Obviously, they were the team last season. What have you made them this season?
You know, they're always a strong team. You know, they have some different pieces. And, you know, them guys over there, they're vets, you know, and they always bring their best game. And, you know, we're just going to go out there and play our game. You know, we're not really worried about what Newcastle has. You know, it's basketball. So we're going to go out there and try to adjust to what's going on and try to come out with a victory.